It's relief.com. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, July 22nd, 2024 edition. Your defending fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages during the break. People text me event or pig. Please text me pig. I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website acconservatives.org. Tickets are going to go on sale we're going to keep them on sale probably until about 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Then we need a head count so we get enough food, make sure everything is available. We're getting the pork on Wednesday, taking it over to Ian Murphy. We're going to take him the pork so he can start smoking it. He's going to bring it to the event on Saturday. We're excited. We can, oh man, taste that cherry wood smoked pork right now. It's going to be so good. Barbecue sauce, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls with butter. Of course, my world famous carrot cake. And yes, we're going to get a chocolate cake and sing happy birthday to Officer Rick. He says he has a special t-shirt that he's going to be wearing for the event. So going to see what he looks like and see what that message is. One of the things that we're looking forward to is this primary being over. It's been long. We've worked hard. A lot of candidates have filed. A lot of people are running. I mentioned, of course, Dar Olson. Of course, Inverness is in Sheboygan County, not Emmett. I misspoke. Thank you for the correction on that. But the main thing is this, people. We have asked you guys to get up off the couch, file your affidavit of identity, and run for office. Many of you have done that. Robert Heikkinen in Sheboygan City Limits, retired, disabled, listening to the show, said, "You're right, I'll file my paperwork, I'm running for county commissioner." If you live in the city of Sheboygan, vote for Robert Heikkinen. This is the kind of people that we need serving in public office. It's time for change. Basically, the only incumbent that I support anywhere is Neil Friske in the 107th. Not only does he have a 100% conservative voting record, but his opponent has been running a campaign of lies, attacks, innuendo, twisting his voting record. The mailers that I've seen, despicable. One of them was actually paid for by his own campaign. It wasn't even a PAC, a political action committee, or a lobbying organization. It was his own campaign mailed this out to the people. When we were at the debate over there at the Ellison Place, I could not believe my eyes. Bill Conklin, resident in Charlevoix County, got it. I could not believe my eyes that his own campaign would be putting out such garbage, despicable twisting of Neil Friske's voting record. But he did. And you know what, people? We're smarter than that. We, without a doubt, are smarter than that. We are not going to reward this person with our vote. If you live in the 107th, vote for Neil Friske. It's that simple. One of the other things that I think is amazing to me is the response. So many people telling me that when they saw the attack on Neil Friske, when they saw what was happening, then they get these mailers. They're like, this is despicable. And one of the other things that I think is very important, this is very, very important. You have to listen to this. You know these people. You know their voting record. You know their values, their principles. Does it even sound like some of the things that you've been getting mailers to your home, does it even sound like Neil Friske would even entertain voting for some of this twisted garbage that you see on these mailers? I'm sorry, folks, but I think these people, the Bergman machine behind these attack ads, are miscalculating how the general public's going to respond or their vote in the 107th. I could be wrong, but I think people are not going to support that type of negative attack campaigning. It may have worked in the past, but it's not working anymore. And another twist to this, the presidential race. That's not going to happen until November 5th. But who we send to that November election ballot is based on August 6th primary. Do you want to vote for change? Do you want to throw out the incumbents? Are you going to listen to Donald Trump's endorsement? Do you really care what Sandy Pensler endorses? Congressman Jack Bergman will not attend a forum put on by the veterans of Sheboygan and Emmett County. Really? Those are the very people that got him elected back in 2016. Without the veterans' support, he would not have won. He would not have beaten Jason Allen or Tom Casperson at the time. He would have lost. But he used his former military service as a politician in the Marines. Because you don't make it to 3-star lieutenant general without being a politician. Claimed he was an outsider to Washington, D.C. That's not true either. After studying and finding out, you don't become a lieutenant general 3-star without having political ties to Washington. Vicky and I are voting for Josh Saul. It's time to get rid of the folks. Nancy up in Cedarville. I'm voting for Neil Friske, Josh Saul, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. That's what we the people need to do. And Nancy, you need to forward that text message to all of your friends that live in the 107th. Let them know who you're voting for. You listen to the show, you're informed, you're engaged, you're absolutely knowledgeable about these candidates. The amount of time and effort you put into listening to this show, you need to share it with others. As a matter of fact, people, y'all need to do this. If you live in the 107th, text your friends. I'm voting for Neil Friske, Josh Saul for Congress, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. If you live in the 106th, I'm voting for Todd Smallenberg, Josh Saul, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. 105th, I'm voting for Kristen Marcus, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for Senate, and Josh Saul for Congress. Put together a text message. This is who I'm voting for. And put their names, first and last names, on it. Sherry, by the way, is S-H-E-R-R-Y, O'Donnell. O apostrophe capital D O N N E L L. I'll text you the website. That's sometimes easier. Her website, of course, is DocSherry2024.com. Nice thing about forwarding the text them the website is their logos come up. Pictures of their campaign signs, their platform, all their information is on there. Frisky.com or NeilFrisky.com, I believe. Josh Saul for Congress, FORCongress.com as well. It's that simple. These are the people I'm voting for. Here's their websites. Check them out. How many contacts do you have in your cell phone, Nancy? How many people do you know that live in the 107th State House District? If you forward this information to 20 people, 30 people, and ask them to forward your text message to their friends, this could go viral, people, because a lot of folks do not even know the candidates that are running. They don't listen to the show. They haven't heard the interviews. They don't know where they are on the policies. Your text message may be the only form of communication they ever hear about any of these candidates. Don't let them vote based on mailers in a mailbox or TV ads they see on TV. They need the truth. They need the information. They need you to text them. Yesterday, I got like 7 text messages. Chucker, can you please tell me who to vote for? Who are you supporting? I don't always get to listen to your show. I work 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I told them about the website where they can click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime. Well, I'm busy. I don't have time. Can you please tell me who to vote for? I responded, even though I was out putting up signs for Vicky's campaign, trimming the grass. Man, I can't believe how tall some of the weeds are. Went through 4 batteries, charging them up in the Yukon. Have an inverter and a charger, was charging them up as I go. Thank God I had 2 batteries. Going to be out doing it today. We're going to be getting the food for the event lined up. We're excited. Again, text me Peg. I'll send you the information. You can still buy your tickets until 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Final segment today's show. We're going to get to your text messages I haven't gotten to yet. Housekeeping coming up. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-231-231. 818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Nancy in Cedarville, I sent her the links to the websites, DocSherry2024.com, JossSaw4FORCongress.com, NeilFrisky.com. I said, copy the links and paste them into one text message and send them to your contacts. She came back and she said, I'm having a hard time finding out about the truly conservative candidates running for various positions in Mackinac County. Call Mike Giroux. He's the chair of the Mackinac County GOP. He is the chairman. His number is 906-298-2612. If you guys want to text me, Mac, M-A-C-K, I'll forward you the screenshot of Mike Giroux's contact. 906-298-2612. Folks, if you want to know who the true conservative Republicans are in your county, call the county chair. If you don't know who the county chair is, call your county clerk. The county clerk knows the chairman of the parties, Republican and Democrats. The clerks interact with the chairs when it comes to board of canvassers and other issues. They have to know who the chair is. If you don't know, call your county clerk. You might want to try to Google search Mackinac County GOP or Presque County. If you want to know who the chair is in our listening area, text me. I have every chair in northern Michigan in our listening area stored in my phone. Oscar Barden in Charlevoix. Bob Britsky in Presque Isle. Scott Swanson, currently the chair in Sheboygan. Mike Giroux. He's Mackinac County. Kay Laser is the chair up in Chippewa. Text me. If not, contact your local county clerk. They know who the county chairs are. Call the county chairs. Ask them point blank. I'm a conservative. I'm a patriot. I'm a constitutionalist. Who should I vote for? The chairs will tell you. Now, Scott Swanson in Sheboygan County, I believe, is the only one not actually, the Erie County Party is not endorsing any candidates, but he'll answer your questions. If you'd like to know Sheboygan, call me. Text me. I'll tell you who I'm voting for if I lived in Sheboygan County. I don't, so I can't. But if I was voting for sheriff, I'd be voting for John Studer. It's that simple. Robert Heikkinen to be county commissioner in the city of Sheboygan. But you have to get this information out, folks. You have to be a storyteller. Many of you have listened to this show for a long time. Very engaged. You text me back and forth. Make comments into the show. Not everybody has the luxury or the ability to listen to the show live like you do because you text during the show. Many people listen to the rebroadcast. Many listen to podcasts on demand. But they don't get to interact with me. They don't get to text while I'm on the radio. You need to get these people the information. You need to be a storyteller. You need to be a communicator telling them what you know, what you've learned by investing your time in participating in this show. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. The rhinos, the liberal progressives, they're not going to like the fact that you're sharing this information with your friends, your contacts, people you work with, people that you go to church with, people that you may be part of a group. We have homeschooler moms in Antrim County supporting Mark Kraft for county commissioner. They're getting the word out about his campaign. If he wins his race on August 6th against the current incumbent, it'll be because of this networking group alone. Homeschooling moms, part of the Antrim County district, there in Custer and Mancelona, where he is running. It's all about sharing the information, folks. It's that simple. I just got a text just now, pig. Okay, I push on pig. There's the flyer. There's the website, acconservatives.org. There you go. It's that simple. Text me, pig. I'll send you the information. Ian Murphy's going to be on the show tomorrow. He's going to give us an update on the lawsuits and things that are happening at the Iron Pig. We're excited to have him on the show tomorrow. We've got other interviews lined up. It's going to be a great week, folks. But you got to share the information. You have got to text this out to your friends. Any website you want, just send me the candidate's first name. Todd, Sherry, Josh, whoever it is. Christian Marcus, text me Christian. We'll forward you the information. We'll get it out there. It's your job to forward it. If I take the time to send you a text, you need to send it to 10, 20, 30 of your friends. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell trustee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr.